Okay, so what does OT mean to you? I've had so many views on what occupational therapy is. It's unbelievable. And it was actually quite difficult for me to sit down and define occupational therapy. These are generally some of the usual thoughts. You might have more. Equipment provision, raised toilet seats. It's like we all have a raised toilet seat in our bag and we just hand them out on the streets. It used to be basket weaving. We've come a long way from there. The next thing is home visits. Yes, we do them. There is a purpose for them. There is a need for them. Not all the time. A lot of people think that we just work with the elderly. We're just there to support the elderly in the home. And sure, patients can make a cup of tea and get washed and dressed prior to discharge. This is what a lot of people on the ward think we do. It's true, we do take people down to the kitchen. We do have a look at them making a cup of tea, but there's so many more things that we're getting from that assessment. It's not just to check they can do it. Something to do with work, occupational health most of the time, or getting people to stay in work or back to work. We do have a degree of time that we do spend getting people back to work, but from a different perspective maybe than what you think. Mental health therapist. I think it's having therapist at the wrong end of our title. An occupation, it's a work therapist, or it's in mental health. And it's a bit like physiotherapy. Yeah, you're right, there is differences. It's difficult to quantify a lot of the time because of where our roles overlap, but hopefully I should be able to do that today.